This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to break down what the Mavs should be doing this weekend. Also, it is a shout-out Friday. We got a follow-up from the people in Belton. They were having their honeymoon in South Padre.
Yeah.
Also, from the 903, shout-out to all the fans in Tyler, Texas, listening to you guys instead of some of the national radio shows. Good decision. And from the 254. We give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Becca. It's her birthday today. We're heading to Broken Bow, and she's toloing with me all the way to Oklahoma until we lose the signal. Sounds like you have good taste in men, Becca.
Might never.
Or women. I made an assumption there.
You're
unfair.
The best, Becca. I've always loved that name. You'll never lose the signal as long as you have the Odyssey app.
That is a great point.
That's what I do.
That is very true. All right. Mavericks, it is possible to take the fourth seed as opposed to the five. You would have to win your last two. Clippers would have to lose their last two. Kyrie is out this evening, I do believe. But you're locked in with the Clippers either way. How would y'all attack this weekend knowing that your regular season ends on Sunday? You're not going to start the playoffs until the ensuing Saturday or Sunday.
I would play it as we're the five seed and we're not trying for anything else.
Okay.
But since there is the play-in situation, I might go, all right, Kyrie's missing tonight's game. Luka's missing the next game. Luka tonight will play not an overload of minutes. I'm not playing him 40 minutes.
But Luka wants to get his.
But let's play him 30 minutes. And then the next game, Luka, you're out. Kyrie, you play 30 minutes just so like there's a flow there. And maybe you say if Luka feels good, maybe like just so we can keep things going. You guys are going to play 12 minutes together. 6 minutes in the first quarter, 6 minutes in the third quarter. You guys aren't playing the second and fourth quarter together in the next game, but I don't know. I'm not trying for the one. It's probably more than 1%. 10% chance.
That sounds about right.
That LA is going to lose their two easy games, because don't they have two easy games?
Yes.
And then you have one easy game, one possibly very tough game, because Oklahoma City could be playing from anywhere from the 1-3 spot.
And I think they will be.
So I'm not going after something that's a 90% chance of not happening. I saw the Mavericks go after a 10% chance, and Luka was hurt for the first three games of the Utah series. And luckily, Jalen Brunson was unbelievable. But I just don't want to put that risk out there. And I don't mind if I have no clue where Daniel Gafford's body is right now, or Maxi Kleba. He missed a lot of time, but Maxi is a guy who really is only a 40 game a year player. His body cannot handle an NBA schedule.
Right.
So if you want to sit out some other guys, this, what they've done and what they accomplished to get to the five seed to me has given me hope that they can win the whole NBA championship.
So now you're like, I don't want to miss it. And I'm sorry, Derek Jones Jr. looked like he ripped his arm off his body the other night. Have we heard any? Is he okay? Did he turn out all right? I'm trying to look that up.
I have not heard an injury concern about him.
Okay, did you see that play where he was like in a lot of pain? I can't remember if he came back after that. So if you can, help me out with that. But that was the moment where I was just like, no, not right now. All these pieces fit perfectly right now, and I can't. And of course,
he's good.
It could happen game one. You know, like game one, anything could happen. Somebody could get hurt, sure. And now the series has changed, and Jason Kidd has to come up with a solution for that too. So I understand that part, but I am kind of in this mindset of let's just sit everybody, the whole thing, and let Jaden Hardy and that crew play all the minutes. Let them play all the minutes, the whole game. Roll out seven dudes that never get time. Hell, Marcus Morris, Markeith Morris, just Morris, one of the Morris brothers, Markeith.
It is Keith, yeah.
Go out there and do your thing, man. You finally get to play.
Is there any concern about, like, you're right, injury can happen at any point, that you want to get another game or so in since you're going to have a big layoff, or do you think you can accomplish that in practice scenario?
I think this is where you know your players' bodies.
Fair.
I don't know how bad Luka's knee is feeling. I know it bleeds a lot, right, but I just need to know where's everybody's body at. At least kind of like be honest with me here. Like Luka won, as far as I know, Luka won the scoring title, right? It'd have to be.
It might be statistically impossible. Let me double check him to lose it at this point.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, Luka.
Especially because Giannis is out.
Luka's accomplished what he needed to accomplish. The team has accomplished what he has needed to accomplish. Kyrie, he played more games than I think anybody ever expected, well, especially in a row in this situation. When you really needed him, he was there for you. And not only was he there for you physically, he was there for you completely.
And they found what works. Like, I don't think they're going to lose that in whatever span it is.
But I think you also ask Kyrie and Luka. Kyrie, if you have 8 days off or 12 days off instead of 6 days off, do you think you're going to lose your shot, lose your rhythm?
Yeah.
If you say, like, no, I want to play. I feel good to play, and I don't want to lose this, what's going on right now, then I say, all right, we'll keep playing. But I do need to make sure that they're giving me the honest truth about their body. My trainers are telling me the honest truth about where they're at, because the Mavericks do, I really believe they have a chance to win the whole thing this year. Would I bet on them to do it?
Not necessarily.
I would bet on Denver first, Boston second. I would bet on the Mavericks third.
Now, a little bit of bad news on the scoring title front. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander still alive. If he can score 331 points total in his final two games.
One of those against the Mavericks.
He can get it done. So just keep an eye out on that. But to your actual point then.
And he'll be the first Maverick ever. He did it. He's the first Maverick ever to lead the league in scoring.
That's pretty awesome.
Did we ever check in on Scoot and whether or not he scored 100 a game down the stretch
he
here?
He did not.
Yeah, they didn't report it, so
I'm assuming. Look for There's the specific game MLB logs. Stuff.
Maybe Caitlin Clark took all the headlines away, and they're like, this dude's scoring 100 a game, but we got to get to Caitlin Clark.
He's been doing his best. He scored like 18 points last
18,
game.
19, 19, 15, 19, 22, and 13.
So close. He's close.
Yeah. Double digits. No. That's one digit away from triples.
It's just under 100, Kevin.
All right. Yeah.
He's hitting doubles instead of triples.
The Rangers could use that. Any kind of
one hit,
any kind of extra base hit.
At least the Rangers won that game in Major League. That was good.
The championship. Why are you going after them like that?
The winners for the major awards in the NBA, final weekend of the NBA regular season. Corey, I thought you would approve of this. I went to NBA.com where they had five experts. I feel like that's on the cusp.
Five is my ultimate max.
Okay.
That I'm okay with. I prefer one. Like, I feel like we have an expert here. But three is probably the best if I'm not just given one. But it has to be an odd number.
Yes. Agree.
Otherwise, it's just a tie.
Quick update. Tiger through nine is one over. So as of right now.
For the round or the tournament?
For the tournament, he would make the cut.
All right.
So I'm just throwing that out there. I think that's interesting. But go ahead. Let's go basketball.
No, I actually have a real golf question.
All right.
It always seems like the cut is about give or take 10 shots back of the leaderboard. But it's number of golfers that they actually take, right? Not just
it's either or.
Okay. Because it always seems like it's about 10 shots back. All right. Who is your NBA MVP?
Luka. Man, my son is furious that I keep telling him I think it's going to be Jokic. I just think Luka's going to finish second. So I will say Jokic, as my son is like, you're a moron.
I'm going to say Luka because I agree with his son. And Jokic said he doesn't even want to talk about MVP anymore. He thinks it's out of hand. So,
oh.
Did you hear that? He was just like, I think this whole conversation's getting out of hand.
Look, the betting odds have Jokic is an insurmountable favorite. Like, he's minus.
What are the bettors now?
Between 3,000 and 5,000.
I did like what Richard Jefferson had to say the other day after the Miami Heat win the Mavs had. And it was like, Luka pretty much is the second half MVP.
I agree
with that. The NBA, but we have to take in the whole season, and the whole season he just wasn't a contender for MVP.
Yeah.
And that's where my son got really amazing. He was averaging 35 points a game at the All-Star break. I'm like, I get it, but the Mavericks weren't winning, and he wasn't playing good defense, and the team wasn't winning a lot of games. And so he wasn't even in the top five category. Like at the All-Star break, it was Jokic, Shea. I know Tatum was kind of in like barely in the top five.
Embiid before he got hurt.
Yeah, and it might even been Anthony Edwards that they were considering.
He's had a good season as well.
Like in the top five around the All-Star break. So it was very tough that you get to mid-February or early February, not a top five contender, and then win it.
All five of the voters from NBA.com said Jokic is going to be.
Did they have a second place vote or no?
No, they just gave first place. Right. I will tell you, though, again, if you're just going off the betting odds, it's pretty overwhelming for Luka to finish second right now, which would be obviously his highest MVP finish ever. This one should be easy. Rookie of the year.
Chet.
Okay.
Scoot.
Maybe it's
Lively.
Yeah, Derek Lively, absolutely.
Where is Scoot on this list?
It's Victor Wembanyama. It's easily.
I don't know. I feel like you're not giving Jaime Jaquez enough credit.
Look, Anthony Black started off the season really well.
Anthony Black.
Okay.
Wembanyama's team's terrible.
All five of the voters said Wemby.
Wallace for Oklahoma City.
Kayson Wallace?
Yeah.
His team is Wimby's team. He's from Richardson. Terrible, dude.
Okay, look, I'm not saying who I voted for, although it would definitely also be Wemby.
Can I double up on the Thompson twins to both be the rookie?
And Anthony Black's from the Metroplex.
It ain't.
He's from multiple schools.
Who should be the defensive player of the year?
Victor Wembanyama.
Okay. What? Hold on. So you would pick him for defensive player of the year, but not rookie of the year?
I'm with Reggie on this one.
You don't want to give him too many things. You don't want his head to get too big.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you give him Rookie of the Year instead?
Maybe you should give him a lot of awards. He needs to improve that body.
I kind
of
like him not getting Rookie of the Year because then he's like, man, I was passed up for that.
Yeah, I need to lose another 60 games next year. Sheesh.
All five.
He's made a major impact in losing.
Gafford.
Luka.
I think it's Rudith Gobert.
I like the fancy pronunciation of the first name, so we will go with Rudith for that.
That makes sense because Judy is Judith. That makes sense.
How many times does a big man win this award over a guard?
All the time.
Yeah.
Like Marcus Smart winning Defensive Player of the Year was the first time since, what was it, Gary Payton winning Defensive Player of the Year as a guard? Yeah, it doesn't happen anymore.
Sixth Man of the Year, three votes for Malik Monk. You know who also got a vote was Naz Reid. And the reason why I wanted to bring him up, somebody held up a giant Naz Reid sign in like the eighth row at WrestleMania. And I just thought it was in Philadelphia. They just had a big Naz Reid sign.
All right.
And I just thought that was amazing. The most improved player.
So Tim fell off this list, huh? The sixth man.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. So there's another vote for Bogdanovich.
Derek Jones Jr.
For who? Most improved?
Yeah.
Hey, Stephen A. Smith did bring this up. He said, I have no clue if he has a real vote or not. He said he's voting for Kyrie Irving.
Interesting.
We have had this person on the show this year.
PJ Washington.
Oh, Danny Green.
Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey!
I don't like what we're doing with this award.
And Jalen Williams are the two leading candidates per NBA.com.
From his motorcycle injury.
Kobe White, which
he feels like he's more the spirit of the war.
Yeah, I think that is a viable answer right there. And who is the coach of the year?
Kid.
We should probably give him more consideration for it, though, right?
I don't disagree with that, but
Oklahoma City's coach.
Mark Daigneault. Is it Daigneault? I thought it was Daigneault.
I'm not going to say that I know for sure.
Okay.
Scotty
There's
Brooks.
A lot of consonants in there.
You might be right, Daigneault. But yeah, he is overwhelming favorite.
Sean Sweeney.
This is for head coach.
Oh, has it ever been specifically stated that it's for head coach?
You said coach of the year.
He did. He took the worst defense in a long time and turned it into something good the last 20 games of the year.
Sweeney's not in charge of the defense this year, though, isn't it? It's Dudley and there's another coach that's also in charge of the defense.
Dudley and other coach are my suggestions.
Shout out to Jared Dudley.
I guess to be fair, and this is really weird, all these other awards are sponsored by Kia, but this one is just the NBA Coach of the Year. So
they don't have a sponsorship for the coaches?
Maybe we do have some flexibility with that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm excited. It's time for the combo platter, National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is the absolute best sandwich or sandwich place? 877-881-1053. Think it over. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So a leadoff walk and then three consecutive strikeouts, giving Gray 9 for the ballgame. No runs, no hits. A man left at second. And after 4.5, still 1-0 Oakland.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan on a shout-out Friday from the 702. Want to shout-out my wife for getting on with Godly Independent School District. Also, today is my 35th birthday. Also, shout-out to you guys for holding it down. KMC for life, boys. What an excellent and well-rounded shout out right there.
Yeah, and great job for moving in with the spirit on that one at Godly.
I think that's just a place, but you know what? I'll look into that. From the 972, shout out to my fiance who is in bed sick right now with strep throat. Mm. That sucks.
Cowboys had a linebacker, Randall Godley.
Godfrey.
He knows. He just. All right.
I don't think he does.
It's time for the combo platter.
I know everything.
What was that text that Carter just showed us, Kevin, the 13-year-old?
I'm a 13-year-old. I've seen everything. Was it seen everything or know everything? It's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
I know about those.
So it's time for the combo platter. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is the absolute best sandwich or sandwich place? 877-881-1053. You want to get involved in the FrankelFirm.com text line or Twitch or YouTube. Plenty of ways to communicate with us. Guys, would you like to start or you want me to go to the text?
I'd like you to go first because I'm going to give this one some thought, pressure. Kevin.
I actually think that, let me give you my sports opinion first because that's how this works. Kyrie is going to get all the Mavs players something awesome. Now, you saw in the game the other night.
Like a gift?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he said,
a ring.
Thanks for my... I mean, that'd work. That's the only gift Luka wants.
They're getting married?
Thanks for my bonus, fellas, after the final seconds of their win the other night, because Kyrie Irving got a $1 million bonus for Dallas reaching 50 wins.
Okay.
So
he's going to spend $1 million on each of them?
I don't
doubt it.
Think
or spread that $1 million out across.
I don't even think that.
Yeah, after taxes, he gets like $500K.
I think you're talking about some nice gifts. Everybody gets like a $10K gift, maybe $5K to $7K.
What's a cool gift?
Did you just say what's a cool gift?
Mm-hmm. I'm a bad gift giver. I don't think I'm a good gift giver.
Okay.
Or most of the time, the gift I want to get is like way out of my price range. And I'm like, well, I can't do anything, so I just got to deal with it.
Corey, right now, let's do a little experiment.
All right.
Crystal chest if set.
I want you to imagine that you're Kyrie Irving. Okay. Get yourself in that mindset.
All right.
And your teammates, Kevin and Corey, have helped you to success.
I'm Corey.
What gift are you getting them?
Kyrie. I'm getting them a book.
Book. Yep.
See, he's a bad.
You don't know me at all.
He's a very
can
bad.
Can I
you
don't read a
chop
book?
Wood, carry water?
Since you had a Kyrie opinion,
yep.
Before you get to your grilled cheese take, do you think he has an outside chance of making third team All NBA?
Yes, I do. I was actually thinking about that. I think yesterday. I think third team All NBA is possible.
Shea and Luka will be the guards on first team.
Correct.
Brunson's going to make a team, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Brunson's going to be second team.
And then Curry usually makes a team.
Yeah.
I know his team doesn't have the best record, but I would say he would make second or third team, so that leaves two spots available for guards. Anthony Edwards.
Oh, yeah, Anthony Edwards is in. Steph Curry played enough games. That's what I was just checking on, is to make sure.
Curry played enough games.
Yeah, all the representatives.
So there's one
people.
Spot available, and we've only named one Eastern Conference guard?
Yeah, never mind. Kyrie hasn't played enough games.
Oh, so it won't count? He didn't play in 65?
Nope. Okay. He can get up to 60, but...
Okay, well...
So no bonus.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, so. He still gets a bonus. Mm-hmm. He just won't be...
He won't supermax it.
Third team All-NBA. And I really do love... It doesn't have to be a grilled cheese place, but I really do love Dallas Grilled Cheese Company because so many of the things on their menu, like there's great sandwich places where I was like, oh, I like this sandwich. But at Dallas Grilled Cheese Company, I have to admit, there are many sandwiches on there that I'm like, yes.
We had one in the Bishop Arts, but it's not there anymore.
Yeah. What happened?
Rent's tough
you know,
over
did,
there, man.
Did I tell
no,
you?
No, I really don't know.
They were like next to the alley. And they had, I believe, a rodent problem.
Oh, no.
Remember, I'm not like 100% sure of that, but I'm pretty sure of it. Because they're gone. They're not there anymore.
Okay.
Like, what happened? This was great. What was wrong? And then we heard that. We're like, oh, no. And we liked going there, too.
It is fantastic.
But they said, like, the people who I think own that building, obviously, like a Dallas grilled cheese factory company.
Yeah.
Doesn't own the building. They're leasing. And so they had an issue there, and I think they had to just shut it down.
From the 972, Rangers are going back to back. I love that bold prediction, especially today. And the best sandwich is, look, you lost the series to the A's.
They're
I can
good,
still be
man.
Upset
man,
about that.
They got Mason Miller.
They're just under 500.
The greatest closer, and I'm not exaggerating. He's the best closer in the game today.
And the best sandwiches are from Limericks in Ennis.
I think I played that game in the 90s.
This is the...
Lemmings? Or the little lemmings?
I think you're right about that.
They fall off a cliff or something.
That is correct. Good call right there. I would not have gotten that. From the 432, their sports opinion is that golf sucks. I approve of that.
But what about the Masters? We're talking about the Masters,
yeah,
not golf.
Man. There's sand. There's grass. There's green.
There's water.
There's sticks. There's clubs. Mm-hmm. There's balls. I don't know how you don't like it. There's sun. There's rain. They don't even play in the rain, so like, it's raining. Stop.
And they said the best sandwich
still play in the rain.
Is grilled cheese with garlic butter added to it.
Huh. That sounds delicious.
It does. And then
you just keep adding butter. I learned this on that chef movie. You ever seen that movie?
Right?
Burnt Waiting?
That was with... a famous person. This one this one was with the guy who's in...
Bradley Cooper is the famous person you're thinking of.
This one is with the guy who plays in Iron Man. He's like a director of Star Wars.
Jon Favreau.
Chef. He's the chef. Didn't I say chef?
Famous chef, yes.
And he is...
He's pretty famous, too.
He's That's divorced to the movie. Big boob Modern Family lady.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
These are accurate descriptions.
It's they go to
bad.
Franklin's barbecue. They do a thing at Franklin's barbecue.
He starts a food truck, and his kid is the Twitter
John Leguizamo's in it.
Person, and it was and he's basing it off of a real person's life, somewhat
child labor.
And so, as you keep flipping that grilled cheese, you just keep adding butter to the grilled part.
Oh,
and it really—I've done it now, and it takes it over the top. So you are buttering that bread.
From the 979, the Astros will finish dead last in the AL West. That would be amazing. And the Cubano is a damn good sandwich.
Well, there goes mine.
Really?
You can also say that.
My sports opinion.
Say a Cuban.
Sports opinion. I disagree with Bobby. This morning he was saying that you don't need to go ahead and give up on Mazi. I'm not saying give up on Mazi. But saying that I can't draft that position because I drafted Mazi in the first round, I disagree with.
Okay.
And because I know you have a lot of other places you need to fill. And I know the Cowboys do not value the one technique. But I can perfectly come up with reasons to argue that I have to be better there. And maybe Mazi does get better. If I drafted that position and I give myself the depth, I mean, I already did lose Neville Gallimore. That I'm perfectly happy with having depth at that position at a place where I need to rotate anyway and saying I can't just rely on one starter to play the whole game there. I'm fine with drafting if the defensive tackle is the best one there and that's what you're looking at and you're saying we need that spot too, go after it. Now,
I
also agree there's a lot of depth on offensive line in this draft. So if I'm going to do that, that's fine. But I can't just say, well, I have Mozzie. I don't need to draft that spot. Just because you have talent there. They did it with CeeDee Lamb. They had Amari Cooper, and they drafted CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
And that's a different spot there, too. But if you have it, keep drafting in those spots so you can grow it. But, yeah, the Latin pig in Plano has the Cubano sandwich. Is it Cubano or Cubano?
I thought it was Cubano.
You can say either way.
All right. So that sandwich is perfect. That they have perfected that sandwich, man. Good job.
And what's in that sandwich?
That is pulled pork, ham, Swiss cheese, pickles, mojo de ajo, and mayo and mustard served
what
on.
What just happened to your voice there?
My ajo.
Okay.
And it's paninied?
Yeah, paninied style. Toasted French bread panini, yeah. It's the perfect sandwich.
Pressed.
Was it different than panini?
No, that's the same, I think. Use the kind of where it's toasted on both sides and squeezed together.
With butter, a little butter.
Yeah, you put butter on both sides, man. Butter makes it better.
From the 214, Mavericks will go all the way. And the best sandwich in the world is a grilled cheese with hickory smoked bacon. Woo! From the 817, DFW sports are better when the Cowboys are the worst team in the Metroplex. I mean, welcome. And
what do you mean, welcome?
They're the worst team in the Metroplex.
But whenever they're good, doesn't mean sports are bad.
We have no clue. There hasn't even been sports talk radio when they've been good at football.
They were good last year. They went 12-5.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, they lost 400-0 at halftime of a playoff game.
Everybody's expectations are broken.
But then they just ran out of time. I will always remember that call the day after.
And
they just ran out of time.
Buffalo chicken cheesesteak is their favorite sandwich. Mike? Are you prepared, or do I need to skip to Reggie?
Reggie, what's your sports opinion?
Oh, my God.
I have a sports opinion?
Shut up! Not you two. I can only handle one mic in the show.
There's four of mics here.
That's true. Actually, there's even more mics. We got mics all over the place.
Mike the human, not Mike the inanimate object.
Would that be a really good or a terrible children's television show, Mike the Human, based on Mike Bassett?
Well, yeah, because like
is
every
he a
time,
child?
Yeah, every time they fall down, they're bleeding. Oh, guess what? You have blood. Deal with it.
It'd be like the Bart Simpson show. He never grows up.
Yes. The Simpsons. One of the most well-known shows in the history of TV.
But didn't it fall off in the second half? That's what J. Cole told me.
The thing that I don't get is the Brady Bunch kids grew up.
It's not an animated show. It's not really much to get.
Got me there.
Reggie, your thoughts?
Please save it, Reggie.
My sports opinion. Ellie De La Cruz is the most exciting baseball player for me personally right now. I feel like I am a very simple man in that if you get a really big person moving fast, it makes me happy.
I like that.
And that's what Ellie De La Cruz is doing on a consistent basis. And then when it comes to my favorite sandwich, I got to give a shout out to the Mexican torta, you know,
a good sandwich.
Incredible sandwich. I wanted to shout out the banh mi, but I got to go with the Mexican torta.
Just got one right here. Right now is the best time ever to be a Dallas area sports fan, and banh mi sandwich dipped in pho is the best.
Yeah.
And if you have that sandwich and you make a good one, drinks are banh mi.
Do I want to do this?
I have Bobby no Flay idea what you're about to say.
Great.
I hated it.
I'm going to jinx it.
You're going to say the Mavs are going to win the championship?
Stars are winning the championship?
Yeah.
Mavs
both?
And Stars winning the championship?
Yeah.
Titletown, USA, here you come.
Where's the parade?
Arlington. It was 700,000 people there.
Can't fit 700,000 people downtown.
Would you run the parades at the same time?
Didn't Jerry answer it by saying we're never having a parade, so
no,
stop asking
No, he did
me?
Not say that. He did give a vague answer about where exactly it would be, but he did
would,
not say
you
that.
Just ask if I would run the parades at the same time?
Yeah, man.
Hell yes.
Bring everybody together.
That would be amazing.
Probably a lot of carryover.
I don't think so.
You don't think there's a...
Who speaks first? Who speaks first?
You don't think there's a lot of fans that like the Mavs and the Stars?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I think that if you like the Mavs, I think 20% of Mavs fans like the Stars, and if you like the Stars, 20% of Stars fans like the Mavs.
Huh. I have no data, but I think it's higher than that, okay. But I appreciate
What's your
opinion.
Percentage?
I think like
100.
50. I think it's I
mean, I'm coming around on the Stars. Literally, I've liked the Mavs since the 80s.
Sure.
My whole family, I hate saying this, like, grandfather's dead. I guess I can say that. That's just factual.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
But my father doesn't care at all about hockey.
No, I have no stats to back this up. My guess would be 50%, but I have no
idea. Do your kids?
No, not at all.
When you're watching hockey games, they don't come in and they're like, hey, Dad, what are you watching?
In fact, my 15-year-old who loves sports is just like, what are you doing? And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to get into this. It's fun.
Have you taken him to a game?
When he was younger. And when I mean by that, like before COVID. He thought it was okay. He would much rather go to a Mavs game or a Ranger game.
Okay. So double titles.
They have both teams have the teams to do it.
Yeah.
Most likely both of them aren't going to do it. But I do think that they have a legitimate chance to do it.
That's awesome.
All right, so I don't have a favorite sandwich. But one sandwich that I had that I loved that I have not had in a long time is the fried bologna sandwich from Maple and Motor.
Okay.
I like fried bologna. That's a thing that most people don't like. I totally get it. But a thick cut bologna, fried bologna sandwich. My grandma used to make it with a fried egg and then like grilled onions and peppers and then mustard on the bread. And it was awesome. And Maple and Motor doesn't do all of that, but they do kind of that. And it's a good sandwich.
What's prevented you from, I mean, because it's in Dallas.
It's not far from here. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been there in a long time.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is you feel a little bit weird. I'm going to just say Maple and Motor is known so much for their burgers that you're like, you're ordering a fried bologna sandwich, but it's a really... So I feel like people that maybe go there on a weekly basis, maybe expand what they're doing there. But, yeah. So I did both.
I do have a question. I just saw this on Twitter earlier. I think it was Katie Drummond had retweeted it from... Fat Kid Deals or whatever.
Okay.
And they said, why does every kid pick their sandwich at Subway and then never change it for the rest of their lives?
That's a great question.
Do you always gotten the same one?
I did switch.
Oh, wow.
It used to be a roast beef sandwich, but it changed into a meatball.
Meatball sub's the best anyway. But you just do meatball.
Phenomenal. And the cheese.
And cheese, olives.
Look, I told you. I'm difficult onions. Every place. But at Subway... I'm a hero. While that other person is still getting up the extra, that's good.
Gyro.
While you're getting out the extra knife to smash that sandwich shut because you're like, it has 8 grams of fat, but you just put 80 things on it. I'm already done. Skipped you in the line, rung up, in my car, on the way home.
I will also add this. I think
when they ask for salt and pepper, you're like, oh my God.
No.
We all agree.
Stop the flavor!
Jersey Mike's is phenomenal.
Right. I do like
it. It is, man. The juice.
What's that?
Don't they? Is that where they add the juice?
Oh,
they juice it at the end. That's what they do to it. It's in their commercial. They're like, they want the juice. Danny DeVito wants the juice. He adds the juice at one time. He puts the juice on for you. Like, it's great in the lettuce. It's like extra flavor. Lettuce doesn't have much of a flavor, but Jersey Mike's thing that separates them from all the other sandwich shops is they add the juice. I think it's oil and vinegar. I think it's not.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. And it's almost like you can't overjuice it.
They do be calling it the juice too. Like, I don't know what to do here. He's not wrong.
I am saying I'm doing Rest Jersey Mike's right now.
All right.
I'm doing their commercial. Like, they just got a whole commercial from me for free. You got the juice. Jersey Mike's has the juice.
Have to work on that tagline. I don't know if that's going to fly. From the 214 Sports Opinion, it's dumb that baseball managers wear full uniforms.
Agreed. We have the juice.
And the
I felt bad for Bochy the other day when he walked out to the mound. It looked like he was in extra pain.
Because of the way they were losing?
Maybe. I can't remember if that was the day they were they won one game against Oakland. I want to say they were winning that one against Oakland, but maybe I'm wrong.
Or Leclerc, yeah. And then they said the best sandwich is the peanut butter and jelly. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Can't go wrong with that.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. And now it's time for Mike Likes It.
I have a question for you guys.
Oh, dear God.
So think about this.
All right.
What's something that is like really awesome that most people don't think about or care about? I'm going to give you mine as you're thinking about that question. I love baseball gloves.
Baseball gloves?
Gloves. I think, and I'm talking about fielding gloves. I get that there's batting gloves don't do it for me. I get that, like, Ronald Acuna Jr., there's certain guys that have very flashy batting gloves. My kids love customizing batting gloves. But, man, when I see these different gloves that big league players are wearing and just the different colors, and it's something that I don't collect. And I don't, in a weird way, I don't even know how to collect them. Like, I have no clue how to get, like, a game-used Corey Seager baseball glove. But I think that is one of the things that I would really want to collect, even over cards, is if I could get game-used gloves, especially over the last 10 years, I will say, and maybe it's a little bit longer than that, but guys are doing different things to gloves. They're now the companies are allowing guys to really customize the gloves. Back when I played, I had a Rawlings contract, and yes, you could get different colors. I had a red glove at one point. I didn't care for it and the way it broke in and everything, and I felt like in the sun it kind of faded a little bit, which turned it kind of pinkish. But I just feel like gloves are so cool. The different webbing to them, the different shapes of them, the different colors of them. I just think sometimes when I'm watching a game, I'm just looking at the dude's glove and going, this is so cool. And then when you win, and I'm bringing this up because the other day I was out there when Nate Lowe, Jonah Heim, Adolis Garcia, they won their gold gloves, right? Did Marcus Semien win gold glove too? I know he was there for Silver Slugger. Maybe he won both. But they got their awards for their gold glove.
Okay.
And now when you're a Rawlings guy, from the rest of your career, the rest of your life, you now get the gold logo on your glove.
Cool.
And I think that's super cool, too. So then if you were collecting gloves and you got a Rawlings glove, I don't know what Wilson does for it. I've talked about this before. But then if you get a Rawlings glove, a game-used glove from a person who's been a gold glove award winner, then it has that special gold logo on there, too. And it's one of those things, maybe there's something else in y'all's life that you're thinking about, but I just think baseball gloves are so freaking cool.
Mine is pens. As you were describing this, I think pens are super cool. I love how many different varieties there are, felt tip pen when I'm doing crossword puzzles. I love pens. So as you were describing that, because I was like, man, I'm not sure, but as soon as you started that description, excellent job. I think pens.
Mine is, I feel like, screwdrivers.
You're joking.
No, I'm dead serious.
Was that yours too, Reggie?
No, not at all.
It's like, that would have been amazing.
My grandfather had this really awesome set of screwdrivers that had like these amber-colored handles, and they had this black grip on them and stuff. And I used to just admire them whenever I was a kid, and whenever they moved out, I got those screwdrivers. But before that, I started collecting like other types of screwdrivers from my dad and just things that I would see. So when I go to the like Home Depot, if I see a new screwdriver that I think is really going to be awesome and I can use, I will get it just because I have a small collection of screwdrivers. It's weird. It has no value to anybody else out there.
All right.
But to me, I like it.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. I want to collect like game used gloves of major league players, but I have no clue like how to start accomplishing that. And I have no clue the cost of it. And then, would I just have a whole bunch of gloves nobody cares about, but I would think is really cool? I don't know. So, my next mic likes it. Guys, my wife got, it's a little bit warped, but a pretty good ping pong table. And me and my son have been ping ponging it up when I've had free time. I've been doing a lot of Ranger games lately, but it is so fun too. So, this is a mic likes it. I love baseball gloves.
Yeah.
And then my next one. I really like ping pong, and I've watched one video on YouTube on how to kind of do one of those crazy serves, like a pendulum serve. I haven't tried it yet, and I need to rewatch the video. But is there something that when you play it, I do love golf, but I will say this, golf destroys my back. By the time I'm on hole 10 or 11, my back is saying, hey, guess what? We've had two back surgeries and we don't do this golf thing a lot and you are hurting bad. I know Friday when I play golf, I'm going to be in pain for Friday and Saturday. Ooh. So ping pong, obviously I'm not getting hurt doing that, but man, I've had a lot of fun playing ping pong.
Hold on, what was the, was there more question to this?
Just kind of, I was just throwing it, I can move on. I was just saying to myself, man, no. I just, ping pong, we got ping pong table. I haven't played ping pong in forever. My son's wondering how great I am at it. I'm really not that great at it. But we have ping pong tables. If you go to the Rangers clubhouse, there's a ping pong table in the clubhouse. Almost every clubhouse has a ping pong table.
Gotta take it out because it's a distraction.
Right, but like, there's just times you play ping pong in your free time as a baseball player. It helps well out with your hand-eye coordination. So, all right, I'll move on. Jackie Robinson Day is on the 15th. It's coming up. And I thought about this. Is Jackie Robinson the most famous baseball player of all time?
Interesting. I mean, I would assume Babe Ruth immediately.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I think Jackie would probably be second, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, my first thought is immediately Babe Ruth.
I'm wondering this, and maybe, I don't know, maybe Babe Ruth will live forever as in, like, he will be number one, and maybe he is. I do think that's the debate, probably, Babe Ruth and Jackie Robinson. But there's a Jackie Robinson Day every April 15th.
Yep. Yeah.
And even if you don't play on the 15th, if you play the day after, every team wears 42, every player's wearing 42, Jackie Robinson Day. And it got me thinking to this, is one, he the most popular baseball player of all time? And then my other thought was this, he's not the greatest baseball player of all time. And I'm not, Jackie Robinson's the Hall of Famer, he was a great baseball player, yeah. He's in the top 1%.
He's probably not the greatest Negro League player either. Like, I would go Satchel Paige, if we're
Satchel
gonna be
Paige,
honest.
And then Josh Gibson.
Oh, Josh
Bob,
Gibson.
Bob Gibson, I don't think, played Negro League baseball. I might be wrong about that, but I think he played Creighton and then went into professional baseball.
Gotcha.
Is there another sport where possibly the most popular player or famous player, I don't know if popular famous with Jackie, but Jackie is considered with Babe Ruth, I think, the most famous or popular baseball player of all time, and Jackie's in the top 1%, but if you name the greatest baseball players of all time, Jackie's not going to get in the top 10.
Sure.
Is there another sport? When you think of basketball or football or hockey or tennis,
Michael Jordan's number one, right?
I think he's the most famous basketball 100%. Player of all time.
Undoubtedly.
And his shoe, obviously, is going to live on forever, so I don't think anybody's ever taking that away from Michael as most famous.
Tom Brady's the most famous football player ever, right?
You think so? He could be. This is why I'm throwing this out as a question.
That one is tough.
Who's the candidates?
Yeah, because
I can't think of anybody
else. To the Cowboys?
Well, and honestly, I was going to throw out there, and I swear I'm not doing a bit, O.J. Simpson. Like, if you talk about a level of I'm not.
How many people know about O.J. Simpson that don't know he played football, though?
You know, that's an interesting point, because a lot of people knew him for the rental car commercials and then Naked Gun, and then obviously the Trial of the Century. There was a time Jim Brown, too, because Jim Brown was in a crap ton of movies as well. I feel like he's pretty dang high up on the famous list, but
and it's Wayne Gretzky in hockey. So, so in basketball and hockey, it's the greatest player of all time is the most famous player of all time. Baseball. Let me ask you this:
Tiger's the.
Do you think
most
Shohei
famous?
Can ever enter this category? If Shohei's the pitcher hitter, I know he's not pitching this year. Can Shohei ever enter the Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson debate?
Will he have the same impact on pop culture? That's what I always think is your impact on pop culture, because obviously both of the other people that you mentioned have a huge impact on pop culture. And I wonder, since Shohei doesn't seem to necessarily want that spotlight, I don't know, possibly.
Now, in a weird way, I do think Muhammad Ali is the most popular famous boxer of all time and arguably the greatest.
Yeah.
That's close. Like, you can maybe argue.
Surely the greatest heavyweight.
Yeah, you could argue, Floyd Mayweather. You could argue other divisions, but I think Muhammad Ali is considered. But Mike Tyson's close, and he's not close to being the greatest boxer ever.
Oh, I
mean, he had his moment
for
a 2-year, 3-year period. He had his time, but that was it. And then obviously he had started fading and then had to go to prison for a little bit of time. And I think of Mike Tyson as being in the conversation, but not winning over Muhammad Ali. So Jackie Robinson, it's interesting. It's awesome. I'll say it anyways. I'm going to really try hard on the 15th, I believe at 9 a.m. our time. Every year, Nike releases a limited edition Jackie Robinson shoe.
Oh, do they?
I've never worn them. They are some of the toughest shoes to get. And I'm going to try my best at 9 o'clock. It'll probably be kind of inner lottery. The 15th.
Of April?
Yes.
April 15th.
They have
tax day, huh?
They have Jackie Robinson. Nike always makes a special shoe.
And how many do they give away?
It's a limited. It's not giveaway. It's you pay like $150.
That's it?
And so.
I'm winning them.
Yeah, try to. It's
this year.
Even if I would be like happy for you. Whoever wins them, I'd be very happy for. But anyways, I'm just looking forward to Jackie Robinson Day. The Rangers will be in Detroit. Now, obviously, there's rain in the forecast for a lot of that Detroit series. But
yeah, I just looked. Wednesday looks rough. Tuesday looks like it's going to be okay. Wednesday and Thursday are going to be tough.
Okay. So anyways, I was thinking of Jackie and then thought to myself, huh, not one of the greatest baseball players of all time, or the greatest. I shouldn't say he is one of the great. But just like, maybe the most famous baseball player of all time.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan on a shout-out Friday from the 469. Shout-out to the Texas Motor Speedway for the race weekend, triple-header race weekend at the Texas Motor Speedway. And coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
A chicken wing on the court.
Oh.
And unexpected draft scenarios next on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.